What is going on, guys? Welcome to the NBA Reddit Post Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Moulton. Let's get right into this. We got some news to cover. So, Klay Thompson breaks the record for most threes made in a single game with 14 threes. The record was 13, which Steph Curry tied it. Jesus. Crummy, Tyler. Oh, my gosh. Steph Curry tied that record, which was 13, all right? Some Warriors fans are going to get pissed at me that I mixed up Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry. And then I almost said Klay Thompson on top of all that. Wow, that was bad. So anyways, so he broke the record. It's pretty nuts to watch. Warriors bench was going nuts, you know. DeMarcus Cousins in his suit going crazy. They were all cheering for him. Obviously, Steph Curry's happy. He's happy to see that he broke the record. There's no animosity or whatever. There's always that. I don't understand that. Every time, like, one Warrior breaks another Warrior's record or they're, you know, whatever. It's like when the three-point contest, I remember when Klay and Steph were in it and Klay beat Steph that one year after, like, Steph won it the last year or two ago or whatever during that time. And people were like, oh, how do you feel about that, Steph? Like, you know, they wanted him to be like pissed off about it. I don't get that. These guys are teammates. The Warriors locker room, Golden State, like, you know, the way that they are, like, they're all buddies. And they have like some of the, they have the best team chemistry in the league. And it's like, you know, they love it when they break each other's records because it's like a joke. It's just a joke, like, because it just shows how good they are and how much potential they have, you know, to every season to go on a championship run. So, you know, there's never gonna be any like, oh, I'm pissed he broke my record. Like, they're not gonna say that. The only time they will say that is if they're being sarcastic with the media, but. Klay Thompson after the game said he felt like he looked like Jackie Moon out there because late in the game he put a headband on, he got a cut on his forehead and he covered it up, put a headband on, and made that final 14th three with that headband on, which was pretty cool. He said he looked like Jackie Moon. Jackie Moon is his favorite character, as in like basketball movies. So I actually put a post on that, and remember, go follow me on Instagram at NBA Reddit Posts, Twitter at NBA Reddit Posts, and Facebook at NBA Reddit Posts. Same handle for all of them, makes it real easy for you guys, no friction. So I have a video footage of Klay Thompson telling the media that he looked like Jackie Moon out there. Also some cool news for the Spurs fans. I think we all knew this was coming. Spurs plan to retire Manu Ginobili's jersey on March 28th. Well-deserved, super deserved. I guess, you know, he's number 20. I think we could kind of see this coming. Also, I see Hall of Fame being inducted in the Hall of Fame coming. I see that coming. If you don't see that coming, I don't agree with you at all, 110%. Because look, if you think of the Basketball Hall of Fame and the people, some of the people that have gotten in there, this guy has championships on his resume. There's guys in the Hall of Fame already, in the Basketball Hall of Fame, that don't have championships on their resume. AI, for example, Allen Iverson, he does not have a single championship. He's in the Hall of Fame. I get, you know, Manu's not this, I don't want to say not a flashy player, because he had, you know, the Euro step and things like that, and he was very, you know, flashy in his own creative way, but he's not a very hyped up player, and the Spurs are kind of, you know, systematic type of team, but none of that matters. I mean, that's all stereotypes, things that people generalize. This guy was unreal when he played, especially in his younger days, in his prime. Very, very great player. Basically invented the Euro step. You know, he kind of came out of nowhere, too, altogether. He came out of nowhere. A lot of people didn't expect much from this guy. They knew his resume from when he was playing before he joined the NBA. But, you know, none of that matters. It's like with anybody. Like, you could win. Like, even with Luka Doncic, you could, you know, he won that championship in the EuroLeague. It's like, and he's very young, and it's like, Yeah, but it doesn't mean squat. Like when you like if you go to the NBA, like NBA fans, like it means a lot to the EuroLeague fans and things like that. I'm not disconnecting any of that. But like when you come to the NBA and when it comes to NBA fans, like you got to prove yourself, man. You are starting from scratch. Like, cool, you got the championship. We can get a little insight on who you are, how you do, you know, and things like that. And I think Luka has done a great job so far, proving himself in the league to be, to have potential to be a really, really great player. But you know, you start from scratch. So that's what happened with Manu Ginobili. He had a good resume, came in, but he had to start from scratch. I mean, even Tim Duncan actually said once they were. I think it was during the summer before Manu Ginobili's first season. You know, he met Tim Duncan for the first time, and Tim Duncan was like, "Oh yeah, nice to meet you." You know, they had a little short, tiny conversation, and then Manu Ginobili walked away, and Tim Duncan said that in his head he was like. He's like, oh, this is probably just one of those, you know, one of those guys that they just sign to see what he does. And then they're probably going to drop him, you know, whatever, you know, it's not going to be anything. So he even had low expectations. And that also, you know, I could argue made Manu Ginobili's career even better at that point, you know. But this guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He's getting his jersey retired on March 28th. Congrats to Manu Ginobili. Derrick Rose says that he wants to win Sixth Man of the Year award this year. I think he'll be in the conversation. Personally, I think he needs to show more. It's an 82-game season, right? We aren't even halfway there. We're not even halfway there. We just started, okay? Season started, what, October 16th, was it? It is now, what, October... Today is October 30th. So we haven't even put a dent in the season yet. So Derrick Rose, I think he needs to show out more. I think Eric Gordon, Lou Williams, guys like that. I might be missing somebody. Those are the top guys. I think those two guys. I believe Eric Gordon, what he won it last year, I believe. Man, I really hope I'm right on that, because if I'm wrong, I will be pissed. And you can call me out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or whatever if I'm wrong. But those guys are going to be the guys you put your money on to get the award. I think Derrick Rose needs to do more. I think Derrick Rose is actually doing outstanding for what he's gone through and all the Timberwolves drama that's going on and things like that. I think he's doing outstanding, especially at the end of last year in the playoffs. He kind of went off a little bit, which was like really interesting. And that was after he got traded from the Cavs. And on the Cavs, he wasn't really doing much, but that was kind of a little shit show for a minute there when he was there, not just him, the whole team. But yeah, I think if he works hard and if he plays better, he's got a shot. And I think he's going to be up there as the top couple candidates to be placed in that award category. So Steve Kerr, back to this Klay Thompson 14 threes last night. Steve Kerr, after the game, told the media, basically, he said, I heard Klay say two more, and that's when I realized, I didn't even know who had the record, so I asked Steph. I go, "Do you have the record?" And he said, "Yeah." So it's just like he just kind of said it. It's just funny, you know what I mean? They this is the type of culture, the community that they have in Golden State. You know, they're very unselfish, and the team chemistry is so high. You cannot break this team. The only thing that breaks this team is if, I don't know, like people sign elsewhere. I don't know. Like the culture that they've built there is just so like carefree. And that's why they've won championships. That's why they bring in a team that has a starting roster of basically an all-star team, you know, like every 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 positions are all stars, you know, so they're basically the Monstars. So, you know, that's their type of culture. They goof around, they have fun. Also, I don't know if you guys checked out, I did a Kawhi Leonard Monday player breakdown. I do Monday player breakdowns obviously every Monday. They're player breakdowns. I'm kind of sort of adjusting right now. I started the player breakdowns, Monday player breakdowns, before the season started, to kind of just give a preview on what's coming. But now we're in the season, and I'm trying to figure out, because I don't want to keep doing player breakdowns about, you know, what they want to do. I mean, you know, I'm still kind of doing that. What I'm trying to also do is kind of incorporate that, like, some current stuff that's going on. Like, with the Kawhi Leonard one, I said the Raptors were 6-0. Obviously, now they just lost against the Bucks, so that they are no longer 6-0. I also put that, you know, he's averaging 26.6 points per game, I believe it was. So I'm trying to, like, incorporate some current stuff, trying to do that. But yeah, go check it out. It's actually a very hot video right now. A lot of people are liking it, and which makes me happy, you know. And yeah, go check that out. It's on my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, guys. Like I said, you know, I think I said that already twice in the podcast. It's at NBA Reddit Post for all the for the handles. It makes it really easy. So go check that out. Obviously, we know Ty Lue got fired from the Cavs head coach Tyronn Lue. Assistant coach Larry Drew is expected to be interim head coach, but he doesn't want to take the role. Instead, he wants to go a step further. He wants to be the head coach and be signed as that, and be and have a secure spot as that head coach. He doesn't want to just be an interim head coach to just sit there until they get a head coach. He wants to be the head coach. So there's kind of a little standoff going on right now in Cleveland with Larry Drew. It's nothing huge or bad, but it's just kind of, they're waiting it out. But last I heard was Colby Altman, the general manager of the Cavs, basically said that he's going to be the voice of the team for now. They're going to have to figure out this whole head coach, interim coach fiasco right now. But for now, he's going to be the voice of the team. So we'll have to stay tuned and see what happens there. All right, guys, that's it for the news today. Remember, for like the 5 gazillionth time, I got to plug it in at the end. I want to plug it in. Remember, go check out my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at NBA Reddit Post. Simple. One handle for all social media platforms. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I know you have to take time out of your day to listen to this, and that is super, super, super huge. That is very, I'm just really humbled, and thank you for doing that, because honestly, everybody's time matters. Okay, I don't care, you know, who you are or what you're doing, your time matters, because I know mine does. All right, so I'm not gonna sit here and judge anyone for how they use their time. So thank you for listening, guys. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the games that are on tonight.